Netflix has this show called Cuties, and the ad for it was really provocative. It was like 10, 11-year-old girls in like booty shorts, bent. The ad they had for it, people were like, this is horrifying. Mm-hmm. And when they were before the movie even aired and they were just promoting it, people were like, what the hell, Netflix? And they're like, ooh, sorry. So they took that down and put up a different image instead. And people are like, huh, this is kind of weird. Well, now the documentary is out and people are really horrified by it because it over-sexualizes 10 and 11-year-old girls. But the problem is that's the point of the documentary. People are judging it before they're even seeing it. So the documentary makes the point that all the angry people are making. So if they just watch the documentary, they would see that that's the whole point of it, that that is wrong and that is what happened to these girls.
Mm-hmm.
But people are just, you know, it's like people see a headline. That's it. They see a headline and they never read the article. They don't want to hear anymore.
If you dug into Netflix a little bit more, you would find things like The Human Centipede. You have no problem with The Human Centipede, where you actually sew somebody's mouth to somebody else's butt. You got no problem with that, but you have a problem with an 11-year-old wearing booty shorts. And this is going to throw your whole world into a tizzy where you're going to drop Netflix.
It goes both ways because, yeah, the film is about that is wrong, but they do show young girls in booty shorts, and the argument is that that's what pedophiles love. They love to watch things like that. So pedophiles are not watching it because they want to get the real message and about the feminism aspect of it, or they want to see the beautiful shots that were taken by the cinematographer. No, they want to see the very young girls in booty shorts, and that's what people are protecting. That's why people are canceling Netflix, because they feel like it's too much. It's too far. You know, I know you want to make this larger message, but you're missing the fact that somebody could just screen cap these girls, and that's what they're looking to do. Now this has become a right-wing campaign, so it comes down to now, once again, it comes down to politics, that if you're conservative, boycott Netflix. If you're a Democrat, you understand that this film is anti-sexualizing girls. But what's so interesting is, you know, the conservatives are always against cancel culture, yet they're saying cancel Netflix. So this whole thing is really confusing to me.